one thing that really worked well from you. Now, from tomorrow, there will be fewer places you can shop that will accept cash. We're going to get into that conversation. But I want to know from you, do you still have a wallet or purse, or do you just have a holder for all of your credit and debit cards? Even if you do have a wallet or a purse, is there actually cash in it, or is it just filled with loyalty cards and other such things? Now, from tomorrow, the federal government's cash mandate comes into effect. How will it affect you? Chris Grice is the CEO of National Seniors Australia and joins you now. Chris, good afternoon.
Hi, Mel. Good to be with you.
Now, National Seniors ran a Keep Cash campaign this year. Why?
Yeah, so it's actually probably more 2 years. And we know that we're still finding that more than one in two folk over the age of 65 still continue to use cash on a daily basis. And as well as obviously right across the entire population. But this is a significant thing for the older cohort. Many are using digital transactions. It's all great. And we encourage that. And we're supporting as many as possible to sort of transition to digital payments. But there's a significant cohort that still need to use cash. And if you were to ask those folk that are up in North Queensland experiencing flooding, or those in North Western Australia that are experiencing challenges around cyclones, first thing to go are phone towers and therefore connectivity and that capacity to be able to do digital payments. And so therefore cash becomes vital in those communities at these times of the year.
Natural disasters are certainly a big, significant impact, but we would see the effects of not having cash readily available. And I mentioned that man passing me on the street this morning just looking for a couple of dollars, but I didn't even have my wallet on me. And that's happening at an increasing level for me personally. What are some of the other repercussions, particularly for seniors, that we might not consider?
Well, that you make an excellent point there, Mel, in terms of that capacity to donate. And I guess that charities that rely on those donations, nowadays, really, many of them are going to say, well, can you sign up for a direct debit? And many folk are not inclined to want to commit themselves to an ongoing digital subscription, I suppose you could say, to a particular charity, whereas that they're more than happy to just hand across a cash payment, and or even with checks being sort of removed from circulation as well. That's another sort of factor which is again having more of an impact on that older cohort, because that's what they've used, that's what they're used to, and I guess that many of them are sort of saying, well, why should we have to, if we don't want to, be forced to move on to digital payments? And so we've been advocating now for quite some time with the government to get this cash mandate in place, and I guess this isn't something that where it's sort of reducing the amount of organisations that will use cash. This is just basically putting a baseline under that, this is going to remain in place. It's going to be, as the word suggests, a mandate. And in particular, it's going to have on groceries and food. They're the vital things that many older Australians rely on in terms of a daily basis in terms of making payments. And so these are the items in particular that are most impacted in a good way as far as cash payments.
Okay, well, we've got a text in here from Trish in Sandgate. She says, it's probably an age thing as I'm in my 70s, but yes, I have a money purse and carry cash, which I use as often as possible. In fact, I defer to shops that allows cash payments and shall for as long as I can. So that's another interesting point, right, is people starting to seek out businesses where they can utilise their cash. But coming back to this mandate, Chris, from National Seniors Australia, the federal government, this mandate that we're talking about, it comes into effect tomorrow. What does it actually mean for both retailers and consumers?
Yeah, so basically it requires, and in particular on grocery and fuel purchases, which are considered to be essential. So from tomorrow, most retailers, they must accept cash in person for transactions of $500 or less between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Now, from our perspective, we thought that that is just making it more complex than it needs to be, putting that age time frame on there. It's basically, are they going to accept it or not accept it? This whole sort of piece, putting a time frame in there, is just in our minds quite silly.
Well, and anyway, amount as well.
Yeah, exactly. And things like, for example, which we were disappointed. I mean, we're pleased that there is the mandate and they're moving forward with it, but we're disappointed in terms of we know that many of folk who are connected to National Seniors that are using cash on a daily basis, and they're telling us, in particular, pharmaceuticals are something that many of them pay for cash, and in particular, if they have a carer. So what the carer will do is they will go out and pick up their pharmaceuticals for
them. Of course.
And you can imagine sort of, you know, whilst they trust that carer and that carer does great work, but the thing is that handing across, you know, your credit card or debit card to somebody is very different to, let's say, handing across cash, because it's a prescribed, you know, it's a defined amount. It represents what will be the amount that they're actually going to pay, whereas in some respects, handing across a debit card or a credit card creates a sort of an open-endedness in terms of what the potential could be from the point of view of money that comes from their account. And so we think that pharmaceuticals should be included in the mandate, and there's the Treasurer has promised, as part of this, a review in 3 years. From our perspective, we're going to keep the pressure on and basically call for, you know, pharmaceuticals, for example, to be included, and we would hope that that review period can be narrowed, because we think that's an important piece of this change being introduced.
Okay, so the cash mandate comes in from tomorrow for fundamental items like grocery and fuel retailers, but as you've stipulated, with some parameters around that. How, you know, we've spoken about how it's going to affect the older Australian demographic, but do you think it's going to have a bigger ripple effect on other demographics as well?
Mel, you would be surprised. Part of this, you know, this Keep Cash campaign has not only been mandating cash, it's also keeping cash circulating through the economy. And one of those important parts of that is keeping Armaguard, who deliver cash, they actually deliver 95% of the cash around the country. And it was recently reported in a review that they're delivering $6 billion, that's with a B, $6 billion every week. Now, the thing is that if they're delivering $6 billion of cash every week, this is not just benefiting the older cohort, it is benefiting the entire community. So this keeping cash available and accessible is important for the entire community, not just for the older cohort. And the thing is that once it's gone, Mel, getting it back is going to be very difficult. And that unintended consequence, do we want to experience that? I don't think we do. And this is something that we should have always at least as a backstop.
We are speaking with Chris Grice, the CEO for National Seniors Australia. Some of your texts coming through. Louise says, I have a wallet with cash in it. I won't patronage anywhere that doesn't take cash, even though I still use cards. And from Brenda, I have a purse. I carry cash for two reasons. One, for privacy of what I spend my money on, and two, bank fees. While it is easier to tap and go, there are always related fees that go to the bank in addition to whatever the purchase is. I find it unbelievable that we are being dictated to about using cash. It is incredible that our choice to use cash is another thing taken away from the population. It makes me so wild. Thank you for that, Brenda. And I want to hear from you. How do you feel about, you know, this continuing sort of depletion of cash? Although from those figures from Armaguard, it looks like there's still an awful lot of cash in circulation. Chris, lastly, the government says it will review the mandate after 3 years. Are you worried if not enough people are utilising the mandate that it will be scrapped?
This is the important piece, Mel, and I implore this of everybody. If you're doing digital payments, that's good on you. That's fantastic. But please, if I implore of you at least once a week, just pay for something in cash, because that's the only way that we can show corporate Australia, the banks, and most importantly, government, that cash still has a role to play. If it's not continued to be used across the community, therefore they're going to have no other alternatives will say, well, look, you're not using it, so therefore, why do we need to continue it in circulation? So that's the key message is that on an ongoing basis, please use cash at least once a week just to keep it circulating throughout the economy and support that older cohort.
And if you love using Marketplace to get your secondhand goods, you're going to want to keep some cash in your pocket, that is for sure. Chris Grice, CEO of National Seniors Australia, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Mel, and Happy New Year.